The final division game there, Peck at Dryden, 3-1 against 2-2.
Quite honestly, Dryden's played nobody. They have a forfeit win and a barely win over Flint International. Peck has been getting better every week. Give me Peck in this game.
Yeah, it's not close. Peck should win by multiple scores.
Moving on to the NCTL White, New Haven Merritt at Owen Gage, Akron Fairgrove at Bay City All Saints, and Caseville wins the forfeiture to CPS.
Well, there's a little bit of breaking news that we just recently heard. Owen Gage has forfeited tonight, next week, and the following week. They are going to hopefully get back to action in week 8 against Akron Fairgrove. Injuries have taken their toll on the Bulldogs, so it's a forfeit win for New Haven Merritt tonight.
That's quite a shame. And the other game, obviously Bay City All Saints, we got to go with them in that game. And CPS, they have not played a game yet this year.
Moving on to the NCTL Red Division now. Morris at Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart, and I believe this game was
last night. Last night in Morris with a statement win, 40-0 over Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart. Morris has staked its claim to one of the best teams in the state.
That is an outstanding score, Clark. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that probably picked Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart to win that game. Morris, outstanding victory.
Genesee and Flint International.
Flint International can't score. Genesee should win this game fairly easily.
A huge blow. Genesee will win big.
Lawrence at Burton Madison for our final 8-player game.
Lawrence showed some signs. Went toe-to-toe with Morris last week. Lawrence may be on that uptick. Hopefully they keep that going. Burton Madison, not a very good team.
I agree with you. I thought I was going to get one on you. Yeah, I'm going to take Lawrence in that one, too, to get win number one. But neither one of these teams will make the playoffs.
Moving on to the Greater Thumb Conference now. In our crossover game tonight, the Brown City Green Devils at Bad Axe. Coming off a big victory last week.
You got to go with the Hatchets here, guys. They're at home. They're on a little roll, and that offense is high-powered. The defense is playing better and better every week, but that offense right now is tough to stop. Take Bad Axe.
Bad Axe has to guard against the distractions that come along with homecoming. But I agree. This is a must-win game. Just like last week, Bad Axe showed me a lot last week. They have to bring that same effort this week against Brown City as they go into a big game with Cassidy next week.
Reese is at USA tonight.
Ubley and USA played to a pretty tight game. I know it was week one. It was early in the season. Reese is beat up. They lost a quarterback. They're not as good a team as they were. I think USA gets win number two.
I agree, Dave. The Sugar Bowl has lost a lot of luster this year. Neither team bringing any momentum into this. I'll go with USA. But I think it could be at least a one-score game.
Lakers at Carroll. Lakers trying to get back after that loss to Kansas City a week ago.
Not a good week to be the Carroll Tigers. You're going to face what I would hope to be a very focused, a very motivated Laker team. I think Lakers should win this one and hopefully get back on track.
Long as Lakers can stay focused, they should win this game big. Carroll could be a little pesky at the beginning, but I think Lakers rights the ship, gets win number four.
And our final game of the Greater Thumb West, Cass City at Vassar.
Well, we know Vassar's not a very good team, and Cass City has improved every single week since that first week loss to Montrose. I believe the improvement stays, and they keep pushing towards hosting a playoff game. Cass City should win this game easily.
This is exactly the game that Cass City needs. They're pretty banged up. They were banged up last week. You know, after a physical game with Lakers, giving these kids a half to rest is huge. I think they're up big at the half and rest the second half.
Moving on to the Greater Thumb East, Memphis at KPAC. My, oh, my, what a matchup here.
Oh, when I put this one on the old pick'em panel, the other guys were not happy with me. This is a very difficult game. I know Memphis has a win, but I think KPAC has been slightly more consistent just judging by the scores. Obviously, we don't have a lot of information about these teams, but I'll go with KPAC. Wouldn't be surprised if Memphis wins.
It's me either. It's so hard to say I'm going to pick Memphis to win. They just haven't quite. It's almost like picking Cleveland to win last night. But I'm going to take KPAC at home, but this is a glorified pillow fight.
And Marlette at Sandusky tonight in Sandusky.
You know, I know this on paper. It's undefeated the last two undefeated teams in the Greater Thumb East, but this just seems like a complete mismatch the way Sandusky's been playing. With that three-headed monster they have in the backfield, I think they're going to have their way tonight, and Sandusky keeps it rolling.
And those guys at running back, all of them play linebacker, and they are just as good on the defensive side. They just score so often that the offense gets all the credit. Sandusky wins and wins big.
And, of course, our game of the week here on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLWSports.com. Ubley at Harbor Beach, and our experts have their picks in. All three picking Harbor Beach at this point. We have Paul P. Adams with 8, Mike Gallagher with 6, and Dave Hansen with a 10-point victory for Harbor Beach. We are 30 minutes away from kicking off week number 5, the halfway point of the regular season, right here on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW Sports Network.
At Sure, One of the common questions we get is, why is this place so different? And in a good way. It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our three senior living communities. Or maybe one of our four pharmacies. Or the fact that our ReadyCare clinic is open 362 days a year, our hospital is rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers and Caseville schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. At Sure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Sure teammates live here, in your community, to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be Sure, visit one of our many locations or go to sure.org. And if you're Sure already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Get your ride in shape with special sale prices on Napa shocks and struts at Ubley Motor Service. Get up to an $80 prepaid Visa card rebate when you install qualifying Napa shocks or struts. Ubley Motor Service also has special sale pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. And they have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will also check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Receive up to an $80 rebate when you install Napa shocks or struts at Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $399. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 100 variations of a bolt action rifle that is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone, and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake. It's only $499.95. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house, Saturday, October 6th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Ruger and Leupold. And Randy's Hunting Center sells fishing and hunting licenses. Check out the website, randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Good evening and welcome to a breezy, windy Harbor Beach, Michigan. And believe it or not, the wind is not coming off of the lake quite so yet. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Rochelle Thompson, Kayla O'Neill, and Dwight Gosher with your call tonight as the Ubley Bearcats are on the road taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates. Jim Becker has been part of the Ubley football program for 20 years now. This year marks his first year at the helm for the Bearcats, and so far he has a .750 batting average, going 3-1 through 4 weeks of the 2018 campaign. The only loss would be in the first place against the first place Sandusky Redskins 3 weeks ago. Even though there is a new head coach in town, the mentality has not changed for the Ubley Bearcats. Grind, 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 and everything else will fall in place.
When you watch them, there's not a lot of change. They still love their wing tee. They still play physical defense. Coach Becker hasn't really changed a lot. The only thing I really have seen so far is they did spread it out a little bit against Sandusky and try to show off Casey Sweeney's abilities. But just a side note on Coach Becker, he's only been a part of 7 victories over the Pirates in his long career at the Bearcats.
When we covered Ubley 3 weeks ago against Sandusky, we spoke about the Bearcats' offense in the sense that we would see the T formation and nothing else. Then they came out against Sandusky in a pistol formation and threw us all off. That may be in part because of a very gifted and talented junior quarterback in Casey Sweeney.
Absolutely right, Clark. Last week, he finally got the ground game going against Reese. He had 7 carries, 124 yards, and 2 scores. Back at Sandusky, when they introduced that offense, he only went 1 for 7 passing, but he did connect for a passing touchdown late in that game, which was huge for the Bearcats.